Kamala Harris had her big sit-down interview with Fox News Wednesday night, which was an even bigger embarrassment for her than we expected. And even she and her team expected that this was going to happen, but they still did it anyway. And I'll tell you why in a moment. Here is Brett Baer starting off with one of the most pressing issues of the election, which is intertwined with the other pressing issue with the economy, because immigration, illegal immigration, the invasion of our country, and the failing economy are very closely intertwined, along with the housing crisis and our tax dollars being wasted on the illegals. And so here he is, being a real journalist, asking her a real question.
You know, voters tell pollsters all over the country and here in Pennsylvania that immigration is one of the key issues that they're looking at this election, and specifically the influx of illegal immigrants from more than 150 countries. How many illegal immigrants would you estimate your administration has released into the country over the last 3.5 years?
Well, I'm glad you raised the issue of immigration, because I agree with you. It is a topic of discussion that people want to rightly have.
Notice she didn't call it a problem. It's just a topic of discussion that people want to have.
And you know what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah, but
right
do you
now,
just a number. Is, do you but, think it's but, 1 million, 3 million?
Brett, let's just get to the point. Okay, the point is...
The point is that we've been invaded, you've allowed it and encouraged it, and it's collapsing our country in every possible way, culturally and economically.
That we have a broken immigration system that needs to be repaired.
In the Democrats' mind, the broken system is that they're not able to give them citizenship fast enough. Of course, the Democrats denied Donald Trump's border wall while pouring countless billions of dollars into foreign countries, into Israel and into Ukraine. That's the problem in the Democrats' mind, is not that they're actually coming, it's that they're not able to get green cards and citizenship fast enough.
So your Homeland Security Secretary said that 85% of apprehensions...
I'm not finished.
I'm speaking!
It's a rough estimate
of 6 million people have been released into the country. And let me just finish. I'll get to the question, I promise you.
I was beginning to answer.
And when you came into office, your administration immediately reversed a number of Trump border policies.
Oh.
Most significantly, the policy that required illegal immigrants to be detained through deportation, either in the U.S. or in Mexico. And you switched that policy. They were released from custody awaiting trial. So instead... Included in those were a large number of single men, adult men, who went on to commit heinous crimes. So, looking back, do you regret the decision to terminate Remain in Mexico at the beginning of your administration?
At the beginning of our administration, within practically hours of taking the oath, the first bill that we offered Congress
was a bill to expedite welcoming the invaders here. To have more federal resources and more federal officers set up there to, quote, process them, to welcome them here. Stay tuned, because there's plenty more in this video. But real quick, subscribe to my channel if you're new here. And the reason why she did this interview, knowing it was going to be a complete embarrassment in its full context, is because now the liberal media can take a couple little short clips of her repeating her talking points, and then claim that she's so brave that she even went on Fox News. But they're never going to show the actual questions that she was asked or the clips in their full context. Credit to Brett Baer, because he didn't let her filibuster. And when she tried to change the subject and repeated her talking points, he would press her again.
You said repeatedly that the border was secure. When in your mind did it start becoming a crisis?
I think we've had a broken immigration system transcending, by the way, Donald Trump's administration even before. Let's all be honest about that. I have no pride in saying that this is a perfect immigration system. I've been clear, I think we all are, that it needs to be fixed. We need
the border wall, we need to round up the illegals, and we need to deport them immediately.
I was just down at the border, talking with border agents, and they will tell you, and I'm sure you probably, I know you investigate and you are a serious journalist.
That we're being invaded by hundreds of thousands a month after month, year after year.
But they also just endorsed Donald Trump and said you've been, quote, a failure with border security. Why do you think they said that?
Talking about the Border Patrol.
I think they're frustrated, and I get it. They want support. They want support, and that's what that border security bill would have done.
No, they want the invasion to stop. They want the border wall built, finished, sealed. Put a moat around it filled with alligators. Here he is asking her response to the fact that the majority of Americans realize and are very concerned that the country is, well, to put it lightly, on the wrong path.
More than 70% of people tell the country is on the wrong track. They say the country is on the wrong track. If it's on the wrong
79%
track, that track follows 3.5 years of you being vice president and President Biden being president. That is what they're saying, 79% of them. Why are they saying that? If you're turning the page, you've been in office for 3.5 years.
And Donald Trump has been running for office.
But you've been the person holding the office.
Come on.
Madam
you
Vice
and I
President.
Both know what I'm talking about. You and I both know what I'm talking about.
I actually
about.
Don't. What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is that over the last decade,
but
people
you're the
have
lever
become.
Of power.
But listen.
Donald Trump hasn't been the president for nearly 4 years. But her response to why the country is gone to hell is because of Donald Trump. And here she was asked if Donald Trump is such a terrible person, if he has destroyed our democracy and is such a threat to our democracy, if he is the reincarnation of Hitler, why does half of the country support him?
Why, if he's as bad as you say, that half of this country is now supporting this person who could be the 47th president of the United States, why is that happening?
This is an election for president of the United States. It's not supposed to be easy.
I know, but
it's not supposed to be. It is not supposed to be a cakewalk.
So are they misguided, the 50%? Are they stupid? What is it?
Oh, God, I would never say that about the American people. And in fact,
are they deplorable?
If you listen to Donald Trump, if you watch any of his rallies, he's the one who tends to demean and belittle.
Well, he's just being honest because, let's face it, there are a lot of stupid people in our country. Obviously, nearly half of them.
And diminish the American people. He's the one who talks about an enemy within. An enemy within.
Yes, there are millions and millions and millions of them. The foreign illegal invaders. Not to mention the Marxists in Congress.
Suggesting he would turn the American military on the American people.
I'm sorry, but the 30 plus million illegal aliens occupying our country. And the Marxist Democrats who have seized power in Washington, D.C., aren't Americans. At one point, she lost her composure and started gnashing her teeth, virtually yelling at Bret Baier because she's obviously way in over her head, as all DEI hires eventually find themselves because they're obviously not qualified for the job.
He talked about locking people up because they disagree with him. This is a democracy. And in a democracy, the president of the United States, in the United States of America, should be willing to be able to handle criticism without saying he'd lock people up for doing it.
Actually, it is your president, Smith, who is trying to lock up Donald Trump for his freedom of speech. It gets even better, even though she showed up 15 minutes late to the interview in order to try to whittle it down to just 15 or 20 minutes instead of the 30 minutes that her team had initially agreed to when Bret Baier asked her about old Joe's lack of mental faculties.
You
call Donald Trump, he's misguided. You say now
he's unstable.
Unstable.
He is unstable, Brett.
He's not well. You say he's mentally not stable.
He's not stable.
Let me ask you this. You told many interviewers that Joe Biden was on his game, that ran around circles on his staff. When did you first notice that President Biden's mental faculties appeared diminished?
Joe Biden, I have watched from the Oval Office to the Situation Room. And he has the judgment and the experience to do exactly what he has done in making very important decisions on behalf of the American people.
There were no concerns raised.
Which is why the Democrat Party forced him out of the race, because he obviously wasn't qualified to be a candidate.
Joe Biden is not on the ballot.
I understand.
And Donald Trump.
But you talked about it.
And Donald Trump
is. Actor George Clooney said within a few minutes of talking to President Biden at a fundraiser that he thought this was not the same Joe Biden that we saw on the debate stage.
Donald Trump.
I understand. You met with him at least once a week for 3.5 years. You didn't have any concerns?
I think the American people have a concern about Donald Trump, which is why the people who know him best.
This interview and the liberal media trying to spin it as if it was somehow a victory on her part will possibly likely dominate the news cycle for the next 24 hours as we see desperate attempts like this to try to tell their audience how amazing she was.
I think it's a win for that campaign.
I totally agree, Ashley. I think the strategy from Harris was a Google strategy. She wanted Fox viewers to start to Google some of the things she was saying because some of the comments she was making in this interview are foreign to the Fox audience. For example, General Mark Milley saying Trump is a fascist to the core. That's barely been covered on Fox News.
We don't care. We all know about it. We hear it every day.
So she was able to get some of those talking points in. This was the most adversarial interview Kamala Harris has probably ever done. Instead of getting to debate Trump again, she got to debate Brett Baer. And a lot of viewers are going to go away saying, wow, she's willing to do that. That's a sign of toughness and strength.
Like I said, that's the reason she did the interview, knowing that she was going to look like a fool in its full context, because nobody who watches Fox News is going to even consider voting for her. But the media can deceptively edit the clips and then just editorialize about how amazing, how strong she was standing in the face of even Fox News. I'm Mark Dice. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my channel if you're new here and check back on a regular basis. And if you're a regular viewer, please share my videos on your social media accounts and give me a shout out, encouraging people to come and check out the channel. So hopefully someday, maybe, possibly, we can get up to 2 million subscribers. So thanks for all your support. Stay tuned and I will see you soon.